It needs to be fixed. The vast majority of our members do believe that we have to wrestle with this problem. Now, they also believe that we need to do this step-by-step, common-sense approach.
I am encouraged, but I also understand that this is a long, hard process. I appreciate what the president is doing and appreciate his support.
All right, a lot of mixed up things happening in Washington. One of them is the constant tug of war over immigration reform. Either there's a pathway to amnesty or there's not. Either there's a dream that can be achieved or there's not. Either there's border security or there's not. It's pretty simple. Why is it that we can find money like $1.5 billion to dump into Egypt, even when we don't know who's going to be in place? We're cautiously holding it back for just a few minutes. And why can we build military headquarters for troops that won't even be used in Afghanistan to the tune of $34 million, but we can't secure our borders so we can really deal with immigration? And no matter what you proclaim to be, a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, an Independent, a Tea Party person, whatever label du jour you like to use, I don't think in any argument anyone can convince me that we don't need to secure the borders. But it's become such a catch-all phrase. It's like throw the drain in it and it'll catch all the bad stuff. So every time it has to be trotted out, it's used. Oh, well, we need to fix the border. If the border was secure, if only we knew who was coming in and out. So if we know this is the problem, why hasn't that been worked on? From the time that I jumped onto America Tonight to now, we could have made millions, perhaps billions of dollars to get all that done. But no. We just keep rehashing it over and over and over again. And that was some of the voices that you heard coming out of the top talking about that very thing, immigration. Whatever your perspective is, I don't think you can convince me that it's not important to know who's in and who's out, who's coming in and who's going out. So you heard John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, talking about common sense and the system is just flat out broke. And then you heard Senator John McCain saying it's not easy. It is not easy. But eventually something has to give. Or we're going to find ourselves in a world of hurt as more people pour in through the borders, even though, oh, our economy's down and there's not jobs. That's not true. There is jobs, and they find jobs, people who come in the country illegally. How about this farm bill deal? Massive farm bill. You know what it passed? 216 to 208. Zero Democrats voted for it. House Dems spent most of the afternoon blasting their Republican colleagues for dropping the food stamp component, making it very, very clear that House Speaker John Boehner would need to rely on Republicans only to pass the bill. So they passed it. Just 12 Republicans voted against it. How about that on Thursday? Now, the farm bill has been something that traditionally has subsidized billions in food stamps, billions in farm subsidies. Two of the two massive programs has spent in the past helped to win support from rural state lawmakers and those requiring big cities. So when we get through all of this, at the end of the day, it's still the same thing. It's us and the thems. It's winning and losing. Isn't it winning and losing? What are the meaningful reforms? What are the meaningful things that we've done? Man. So the $750 billion in food stamp spending does nothing to move the needle. That's why it's not in there. They decided it's not in here. While you were sleeping, believe it or not, a few other things happened. I mentioned this crazy boondoggle, and it's a great word for it. How do we pump $34 million into a headquarters that the troops are not even going to use? Probably they'll just walk through there once, maybe. So the president has to be upset over the wastefulness of that. Why would we build a $34 million military headquarters in southwestern Afghanistan, knowing and being told by several people that you're not going to use this? Why are you building it? It's 64,000 square feet. They started the project in 2009. Wow. 2009. Think about that. Hey, coming up on this version of America Tonight, we're going to take you to the movies. Woohoo! Who doesn't want to hear a little cheap movie review? There's a couple of interesting movies out, and I'll tell you the one on the list, and we'll talk about it next, but Adam Sandler is really, to me, coming into his own. Producing movies, directing movies, but also looking for the most talented people he can have to work with. And he gets them to come out and play with him. That's because that's what's happening. And they kind of threw in a little bit of everything in Grown Ups, too. So that's the big movie on the weekend, and we'll look at it. He launched on a good week because there's not as much competition. And then there's a slew of other movies, too. The one that's right now at the box office that's doing the best is Despicable Me, $83.5 million. This is, as of the tail end of the week, The Lone Ranger, $29.2 million. You just don't want them to come out with something bigger, meaning if they come up with something bigger, we'll have to talk about that for way too long. Man of Steel, in the middle of the pack, not collecting a lot of dough, and it cost a little bit of money to make it, but Man of Steel, this past week, 11.4, that's the money that show took in. Seems paltry, doesn't it? It seems paltry compared to, Brad Pitt, World War Z, where they spent a crazy amount of money before they even had the picture out there on the street. I mean, when you have to make up $400 million, you're already behind the eight ball. Let's turn it into something else. Let's sell dolls, zombie dolls. And I think actually they did do that. T-shirts, that kind of stuff. They could make, if it's the right property, you could make a lot of extra money on that. All right, kick back, relax, enjoy, grab your popcorn. Next, we're going to the movies. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're psyched about that, and we're going to the movies. Man, that is much better than, what do they used to say, a poke in the eye. So we start with something called Pacific Rim. Take a listen, and then we'll talk.
Chaos is spreading around the globe.
Always thought alien life would come from the stars, but it came from deep beneath the sea, a portal between dimensions and the Pacific Ocean. Something out there had discovered us. They counted on the humans to hide, to give up, to fail.
Gypsy danger.
They never considered our ability to stand, to endure, that we would rise to the challenge.
Pilots, ready to connect.
Let's go fishing.
Two pilots engaged in world bridge. Ready to activate the Jaeger in 3, 2, 1.
Today, at the edge of our hope, at the end of our time, we've chosen to believe in each other. Today we face the monsters that are at our door. Today we are canceling the apocalypse.
coming from the ocean to kill us, the aliens. You heard a little bit of the snippet there that talked about it. So now, who is going to save us? Of course, a pilot who can't fly and an untested trainee. And they try to drive the aliens back. Our only hope against the apocalypse. Pacific Rim, I think, will be a very good rental on a day when you have nothing else in the world to do. Although I like sci-fi fantasy, I wouldn't go and see this on the big screen. PG-13, that's what it's rated. And it may find an audience. It might find an audience, but I don't think it can compete with the comedy called Grown Ups 2. Check it out.
Remember we used to come here after we got wasted.
What's wasted?
When you have a hankering for ice cream.
Well, I want to get wasted.
I want to get totally wasted.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
I'm so glad we left the city. This is such a good place to raise a family.
Excuse me for a second.
Open the window.
Why don't you open it, you...
Riding your bike to school in the morning. You couldn't do that in L.A.
Yeah, thank God there's no crazy people out here.
How did you become a cop after all that crap we did growing up?
Put your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. Say ho!
Ho!
Say ho!
I can't believe we used to jump off this.
Hey, this is Kappa Eta Sigma property.
Easy there, Abercrombie.
Hey, hey, hey! What?
Hey, fellas, that was a good handshake. We got a good one, too. It goes like this.
How you doing, sir?
Very good, sir.
Oh, man. We're going to take off that way. Naked.
You guys are losers.
Happening right now.
Well, I might as well enjoy this.
Your car is filthy.
All right, grown-ups. It's Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, David Spade. Very funny, the four of them together. This time, they're moving to a small town. You heard that there. And that's where he grew up, so you can imagine the funny things that could happen along the way. I predict it does really well at the box office, and it's probably a good rental, too, for a couple of cheap laughs in it. It looked like there were some funny surprises in it. It might even be better than the first one. The last movie review, Dealing with Idiots.
How's it going? You enjoying baseball?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
I'm just not good at it.
Not good at it? Yeah, I think you're good.
Pitcher, I know where your family lives. Stop brushing my boy back.
What are you doing to me right now?
And you were coaching. What were the parents like? Were they like these idiots?
I don't know most of them.
That's what's wrong with you people. You're so involved. Some of you know, I'm going to do some research, spend some time with you for possibly my next movie project.
This isn't one of those, you get in a room, you're so pretty, take your top off, I'm going to film you kind of things, is it?
It'll be fun to spend time with the crazy parents.
I don't think that's such a great idea.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Shangri-La, you know, pool over there, I sleep over there. Ladies, my buddy Max right here.
She's in my podcast.
What's your podcast?
It's like sex and science.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just thinking sometimes if we were to play in one of these games, how we would dominate.
Who, you and me?
Oh, man, yeah.
With the kids the same?
It must be like how McGuire felt playing, standing up there.
Well, listen, next time you go up, try to get hit, okay? It doesn't hurt that much. Have you ever got a shot at the doctor's?
Yeah.
Hurts like that. Takes a second, goes away, and then you get on base. Good.
Why is it that lesbians, one of them tends to be more masculine than the other one?
Who do you think that is in this couple?
You know what's interesting? You're like the exception to the rule.
I just want to go watch my son have fun playing baseball. So there you go.
My imagination couldn't come up with the stuff that I'm seeing, this behavior.
Steven, suck it up! Suck it up!
You know that's your son, right?
All right, this looks to be pretty funny, I think, and it's one of those independent movies. The director of the movie is Jeff Garlin from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He also is one of the stars in it. Christopher Guest, Fred Willard, J.B. Smoove is in this, and he's really funny, it looks to be, with some good lines that they're cracking. And you can tell it sort of has this theme of Grown Ups 2. Although it centers around one thing, kids, baseball team, that whole deal, getting to know the team better, and anybody who's coached baseball or you had a kid when they were little, you went to the games, you know what that's like with the different personalities. So there's natural comedy, I think, in that premise, and I bet it's pretty funny. It would definitely make a good rental. As far as seeing on the big screen, maybe. If it's a rainy day, you're hanging out, you don't have much else to do, probably a good one to catch. Or when it goes to the dollar theater. Because, see, now I'm starting to add up all the costs that people use when they go to the movie theater, and I think, wow, with things streaming and how easy you have access to these movies, why not wait? Why not wait unless it's blockbuster, you're just madly in love with the genre or the actors, and you have to go see it no matter. No matter what time it is, you got to be one of the first there. If you do see a movie, send us a cheap review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
In a court of public opinion, it seems to be 50-50 here on America Tonight. Plus, many of you had thoughts on the 777 that crash-landed in San Francisco. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one from Sandy. George Zimmerman was just a little anxious for my taste, Kate. I don't think he meant to shoot Trayvon Martin, but he should have backed off. Why did he follow him? It was stupid, and it led to the shooting of a 17-year-old kid. If he was a little punky and smoked some dope, so what? What one of us didn't do stupid things at 17? Now Zimmerman will pay the price. When I listen to the people that call the show and they defend him, it makes me want to throw up. Ooh, hardcore. Sam says Zimmerman should walk. Why in the world would anyone convict this guy? What do you think's going to happen when he gets tangled up with a punk kid in the middle of the night who starts attacking him? How can he possibly fight back? He has to use his weapon. He's in Florida. It's stand your ground, baby. That's what happens. Trayvon Martin, even at 17, should have known better. He takes a walk. Here's another one from Grant. Grant says Zimmerman equals innocent. He walks. Here's another one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I think Zimmerman is found not guilty, but he's going to have to hide somewhere where they can't find him. There's nothing worse than an angry mob, as he's already been convicted. Here's one from the Ace of Base. I like the reference. George Zimmerman is a little angry, nasty vigilante. Why does anyone in America think he is innocent? I hope that the prosecution nails this thing shut. He should go away for life. There is no excuse for shooting a kid. And that's what he did at the end of the day. Wow. Lots of people, like I said, 50-50 on the George Zimmerman stuff. And the prosecution pretty much summed it up as what they said. He was an angry vigilante. They painted that picture. And now they're talking about maybe manslaughter. Maybe that's what, you know, to go for a manslaughter charge. So he, what the prosecutor is saying is that he shouldn't have taken the law into his own hands. And that's why we're in this position. That's why we're here. That he wanted to be a police officer. That's why he followed Martin through his neighborhood. Even though he wasn't doing anything wrong, he just assumed he was a criminal. And he needs to be held accountable for his actions. So in order to get a second-degree conviction, prosecutors would have to show that Zimmerman showed some kind of ill will, hatred, or spite. The law, the way it is, doesn't allow people, as he said, to take the law into their own hands. That's what he was emphasizing, and he was hammering that point a couple of different times. And that was his main theme. The prosecutor also showed jurors a headshot, a photo of Martin taken from his autopsy. Jurors were fixated on the prosecutor. They didn't even take any notes. At the end, he said, "The truth does not lie." And this came after the judge, Deborah Nelson, ruled that the jurors could consider manslaughter in addition to the second-degree murder charge. Interesting stuff. All right, here's another one from The Human Element, who says, whatever happens to George Zimmerman, he better not live in Florida. It is not a safe spot for him any longer. There is no question about that. Whether he's guilty or not, God really knows the truth. There you go. Here's one more. This from Joe, who's listening to us in Illinois. Kate, long time, no time. Here you go. You want my 2 cents? Zimmerman shouldn't have shot Trayvon Martin. But at the same time, does he deserve life in prison? No. If he could take it back, he would. I think he was overzealous, but that's what he's guilty of. I say no jail time. I say that they could look at this in 2 different ways. You have 6 people on a jury, which is so different. You know, having 12, I think, is would be much better probably for Zimmerman's case. But the defense is, you know, they're saying that he was getting beat up and he had no choice and he knew something was a little bit off, so he was following him. They were trying to say he was trashed out of his mind of marijuana, so he was acting a little bit weird. And I think it's hard to read this jury. It's hard to say. You know, this obviously can go either way. Mark O'Mara feels confident that he did a good job and feels as though Zimmerman, and that's why they didn't testify and all that, feels as though, by all the evidence, they should not be able to convict him of the crime. But that is a big gamble. He said, we don't want to compromise. We want a verdict based on the facts of the law, and that's an acquittal. You know, see, that's the thing they always emphasize. It's the facts of the law, the facts of the law. So what are the facts of the law, and what do they interpret it to be? Because here's the thing. The jury has to have, I think, even if they are pretty good, they're listening to the evidence, they're paying attention each and every day, and they're involved in the case and in many circumstances they're taking notes. But at the same time, they have feelings. They have biases. Even if they say they don't have biases, they have biases. This is the way it is. So you can't count on that not being at play. It's like when you love to just say, yo, no, I'm completely 100% open-minded. I have zero biases. I have things I prefer. I'm conservative on this. I'm a little looser about this, whatever it is. But then what happens is you change, you morph as you get older. You have different viewpoints when you're younger. Economically, that affects the way that you think. I think people are always evolving, and the labels change. That's the danger of labeling, because the labels can change in a month's time. So a juror saying they have no natural biases toward anything, you know that's baloney. In fact, if I were picking the jury, I would probably lean more toward picking someone that said they did have a few biases versus they don't have any, because I'm not believing that. I'd have a hard time making that leap, which means to me that's somebody I probably don't want on that panel because I'm afraid of what they can do. All right, quickly, let's take another one here. Jane says, my goodness, you said look at the plane because it's still on the runway in San Francisco. How sad for those people so close to their final destination, and half of them get there and now they're paralyzed. I think the pilots shouldn't fly again. Well, we'll see what the National Transportation Safety Board rules, but it's not looking good for the rookie pilot, that's for sure. And you're right, not half the plane is paralyzed, but a few people find themselves in that spot, and it's scary. Flight attendants were ejected. The tail, like, bounced up, flew off. It could have even been worse, but it sounds weird to say worse when you see the plane. It looks like someone ripped open the middle of it. Here's one from Alan. I used to be a pilot. I was listening to what people had to say about the Asiana crash. It's funny. Everybody wants to grasp at where should I be sitting, in steerage or in front of the plane, even if I have to pay a little bit more. And the answer is, Kate, there is no 100% safe place, first of all. And it depends on the kind of accident. I don't know that we can really look at the back of the plane and say, this is the safest place on the plane, or look in the front of the plane and say, it's the safest place on the plane. I think the question that the flight attendants ask, are you prepared to deal with the emergency exit, is an important one. Because if they are, they help and get people off of a plane in case of an emergency. And the question becomes really, really big. I bet half of the people in your audience can't remember hearing that when they were on a plane. So how about it? Do you remember hearing it when you were on a plane? Oh, they emphasize it so much. How could you not hear it? I think the thing that happens, though, with all of us, to tell you the truth, as we wrap up the mailbag, I think what happens is we hear the instructions for the masks. If we need a floating device, if we have a small child with us. So, you know, we hear it over and over and over again. And the second maybe you need it is the second you forget exactly what they said to you in preparing for a crash landing or water landing or any of that kind of stuff. Remember, you can always let it flow, meaning send me an email. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
You're going to love this stuff. What do Paula Deen, a python, and an escalator have in common? I'm going to tell you next. First, we start with the queen of now the drama. Paula Deen was the queen of the South, but because of what happened in the last couple of weeks, it's been rough on Ms. Deen. It really has been, and she hasn't been able to remedy it. I think she's really just grasping, reaching, trying to make something happen, and you just got to let it go. So Paula Deen replaced her head legal team. That's the latest fallout from the admission that she used racial slurs in her past. Last week she said, I'm done with them. I'm done with my agent. She's done with her legal team. She lost the Food Network, and she lost so many things in between, a lot of merchandising stuff. And what's happened is this lawsuit that was filed by Lisa Jackson, who once worked as a manager at Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House, has really stirred it up. It's the place that she owns with her brother. She says she was, first of all, sexually harassed and worked in an environment that was rife with racial slurs and innuendo. That's what she was saying. So in a deposition, when Paula Deen, as you all know, asked if she had used the N-word, she said, yes, but it's been a very, very long time. But it doesn't matter. That's come back to really, really, really bite her. So she dumped the legal team. How many lawyers does it take to get Paula Deen back on the Food Network? The answer is zero. because the Food Network says they don't want her back. So it doesn't matter if she changes the legal team. I think that was a strategy that just wasn't going to work for her. Definitely falls into news you can abuse. But here's the thing about the escalator. This escalator sold for, you ready for this, $45.5 million. Quebec announced that the long-awaited sale of the biggest ever boondoggles finally happened. It was an unfinished bus terminal. And it has a ground floor and 8 unfinished upper levels. The Alcuin Investment Group acquired this big eyesore for the amount I just said, over $45 million. They say they're going to invest more than $150 million to transform it into something, like into an apartment building, and they'd have student housing and whatever. So this what initially happened is the University of Quebec at Montreal launched this project to build student housing and parking, but it became such a financial disaster that it almost pushed the school into bankruptcy. So what an embarrassment. This whole development was started, including a $200,000 escalator in the building that leads right into a solid white wall. You have to see this escalator. I'm serious. It looks like it Ripley's Believe It or Not. You would laugh out loud. It's like if you took a white wall in your house and put an escalator on it and just had it going downward. It's the craziest thing that I have ever seen, certainly escalator-wise. So that fits into news you can abuse. But they now it's been rescued, so you would think they're going to probably change that somehow. You know, when the cops pull you over and they say, you know why we're pulling you over? And you say, no, officer, why? I hate that question. And they say, well, you can't talk on the cell phone. And when you do talk on the cell phone, you're going to get a ticket. That's what happened in Stratford, Ontario. This 28-year-old kid was stopped and he was fined twice within 15 minutes for using his cell phone while driving. They stopped him at 7:44. They told him about, hey, we have a zero tolerance policy that you got a ticket. You can't do this. Then they get him again at 7:58. And then when he was asked the question, he said, yeah, I was using my cell phone. Two tickets, how much do you think that cost? $310. And the funny thing was, the car had the ability for the hands-free phone technology. So if the dunderhead had just hooked it up, he would have been fine.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yeah, duh. That's a lot of money. I would be upset. If I, $300? What can you get for $300? I could eat for like, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Certainly you could eat out on that money. I don't get it. All right, so let's move on to another one. This would really freak me out. If I came home and I walked in my back door and I found the man naked cooking, other than my husband, who, by the way, would never, one, cook and certainly wouldn't do it naked. Police are telling folks in Vancouver not to leave doors open or windows unattended. That's how they're putting it. Because it might attract naked and hungry trespassers. They seriously did say that. What happened was, there's this guy that decided he was going to inappropriately go into houses and see what they had in their refrigerator, and he has a robe, and he would take his robe off, and he'd start to cook, and then he would eat. He's not violent. He's not trying to rip anything off. He's just, something's wrong. Or else he's writing a book. I don't know. And he's showed up so far, they believe, in about 10 different homes. That's crazy. How these people should be locking their doors. How does that happen? They simply just walk through this because I guess they figure unlocked doors in Vancouver. Vancouver's a big city. Why would they have those doors open? Maybe they want the naked stranger to come in and cook for them.
Yeah, baby.
You can cook eggs for me anytime. Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts. All right, did you know that the world was going to end? Didn't you hear that rumor somewhere at some point? I was reading a story the other day, and there's a new date for the end of the world. They say it's now 2 0000002013. So what does that mean? Armageddon. When's that happening? Figure. Is that 2020? A Scottish academic says too little carbon dioxide will cause the death of animals and plants. The researcher Jack O'Malley James says as the sun grows hotter, it will lead to greater evaporation and chemical reactions pushing carbon dioxide level lower, levels lower. We've heard this before. And so he's saying the date is it'll be in a billion years that animals and plants will die off. Then another billion years after, with the loss of our oceans, Earth becomes desolate, even for microbiotic little things to live. I think they call them extremophiles. Okay, so here's the thing. Why do we care? A billion years? Are you worried about a billion? I hate to tell you, but maybe the next generation I'm worried about, but I'm not worried about a billion years from now. I just can't handle that. Can you handle worrying about a billion years? Nah, come on. Give me a break on that one. This would be the creepiest thing of all, and it's perhaps the best of all the news you can abuse moments. In Strasbourg, France, a French post office employee had the fright or the scare or the whatever you want to call it of her life. A 3-foot python slithered out of a package and rubbed against her. She was alone in the post office in a quaint little village in eastern France on a Friday night. She felt this chilling sensation, a little bit of a caress, and screamed for help. Firemen came, they caught the reptile and discovered a second one in that same package. They were identified by a vet as ball pythons, non-aggressive snakes that coil up in a tight ball when threatened. They donated those snakes, by the way, to a nearby zoo. Ugh, a ball python. I don't care what kind of python it is. I don't care what kind of snake it is. I'm not down with the whole snake thing. Are you?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.